Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've come a long, long way from when people felt like they had to hide their medical conditions from their boss so they could get the job and not be discriminated against and chosen over, thinking that they wouldn't be able to work to their full potential. And we have been able to overcome, you know, decades and decades of bias and discrimination and marginalization of people who had disabilities. And thank God we have the Americans with Disabilities Act, and thank God we've gotten to the point where we are today, where people with disabilities can now hold major jobs, many jobs. Now, though, things are changing a little bit. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but when you apply for a job, they ask if you have a disability, and they give a list. And patients have been asking me, and listeners, if they should check the box, yes. Should they say, yeah, I do. I got irritable bowel. I got inflammatory bowel disease. I have prediabetes. I have carpal tunnel. And I don't want anybody to lie, but many of those conditions do qualify as a disability. And so people are wondering, is the pendulum going to swing back? Where if they put they have a disability, the employer could be like, okay, this is going to be more high maintenance. We're going to have to do accommodations. They're going to ask for a lot of time off. Or is it a good thing? And unfortunately, we even have individuals asking if they could fine tweak their medical condition to qualify for a disability so they get the job. So what's going on here? So many institutions, whether they're in academia or government or private sector, need to prove that they have a very diverse employee pool and that they are very receptive to people who have disabilities. And so checking the box right now in this day and age can actually put you to the top of the pile. The concern I have is I think a lot of people are realizing that. So they're fibbing. And that starts to make things a little difficult. Because if a company is going to only have a quota, you know, we're going to keep those with disability less than 5%, then you are screwing people who have a real disability over. Now, I get many of us do have back pain. We have neck pain. We may have elements of carpal tunnel. We may have attention deficit. We may be on the spectrum of autism. We may have a learning disability. There are a lot of things that qualify you for a disability. But, you know, we don't want people lying about it so they get the job. And that's where we are right now. In fact, I saw a very interesting article where apparently there was an investigation into Paralympians. And the Four Corners, ABC's Four Corners program investigated, finding that there are a number of Paralympic athletes who are exaggerating their impairments in order to win medals. So they're almost faking their disability. Not all of them. You know, there's good people out there, but there's some shysters who are faking their disabilities so that they can win a medal and win sponsorships. And this is taking a turn that I don't want it to take. This is getting frustrating. So when somebody says, look, can I say this is a disability? I don't want to lie to them. If it's an honest-to-God disability, and go to the ADA website and they list them all, But yeah, I do think migraines are disabling. I do think irritable bowel is disabling because you need to go to the bathroom a lot. I got irritable bowel. Sometimes I can't go to the bathroom. But you want to have that flexibility if you got to go potty when you have to go potty. If you have certain intolerances, if you have diabetes and you need to monitor your blood sugar, be able to eat or have food at your desk in case your blood sugar drops. These are things that the ADA protects you for and requires your employer to make accommodations. It's a fantastic rule. I have been a huge fan of the ADA and allowing people to have those accommodations. It allows people with disabilities to work. And honestly, you want everybody who wants to work working. That's what's putting money into the system. Those are the people paying taxes. God bless anybody who wants to work and feels like they can, but they need a little bit of help from their employer. I think it's a fantastic concept. The thing is we're having individuals feel that in this day and age, they are going to be looked over because these jobs have to satisfy quotas. And so you have people concerned about their race. Do you have people concerned, which has always sadly plagued our country, where people were concerned about their race in terms of getting a job. But we still have this in this day and age, even though it might be a different race, where race could be a factor and prevent you from getting a job. I had spoke about how individuals are thinking about not identifying now as male and female and saying, I am gender neutral, I don't identify, because on that job application, you could hit yes, or you could put an answer that might get you to the top of the pile. And so where I think this is going to go is we're going to have a lot of, I don't want to say fakers, because nowadays if you don't identify as who you are, you don't have to identify as who you are. But I think there's a lot of individuals second guessing what they're going to put on their application. And it's very easy to say, look, I don't identify as a man. I don't identify as a female. I just don't. Give me whatever pronouns you want, but give me the job. So and this is unfortunately one of the things that is concerning people about sports and where can somebody fake it? Can somebody find an advantage? And so the more we have quotas and race-based, gender-based, identity-based hiring, the more we're going to have people lie. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to tell you, man, it's just crazy. Yeah, you know, we big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I had to put a meme up earlier this weekend for April Fool's Day. Which I think April Fool's is one of the stupidest holidays, but I get, and it's, you know, it's an interesting history that we'll talk about later, but we're past April Fool's. But I said, you know, no one's even going to think about doing a prank, you know, based on, because nobody can really believe all the current BS that's going on right now in the world. And that's been, by the way, a meme since 2020 and COVID, where for the last 3 years we haven't celebrated April Fool's. Because nobody would believe the crazy BS that's happening right now. You know, that is just, you know, snowstorm in April. Yeah, we have that. Ex-president has an affair with a porn star going to jail. Nobody would believe that. Nobody would believe it. So China has a balloon that floated across the United States. and sent information, and we didn't do anything until it was over. Nobody would believe that stuff. No one would believe it. So former President Trump is preparing now to depart Mar-a-Lago for New York. You see a slew of supporters. This is going to be a it's going to be a very interesting next couple days. For those of you who live in New York, a lot of road closures. There is not going to be, people want to see a perp walk, and they want to see a, listen, we're going to see the mugshot, and that mugshot will probably be on his campaign posters. This is going to be, if you thought the 2020 election was crazy, or the 2016 election was crazy, you ain't seen nothing yet. 2024 is going to be a complete circus. But it's, you really have the country divided on this, going, what the hell is going on? Versus the other half saying, well, it's about time. So the president's going to arrive at Manhattan Criminal Court with a bunch of Secret Service. There's going to be road closures. And they're going to try to keep the media from this. He is going to, quote unquote, surrender, no handcuffs. He's going to be given the list of indictments, the list of charges. There's 30 of them. And there is going to be a slew of Secret Service because he's our ex-president. He's a former president. And also a presidential candidate. And so this is, you know, this, you, people are saying, oh, you know, the Republicans are losing it. This is a huge security risk. Right? Coming up with charges, whether you believe them to be true or not, or valid, and forcing somebody to travel from their safety net to a place that's very, very difficult to secure for a court hearing, an arraignment, if honestly, if these charges get thrown out or dumped, this is going to really dismantle I think, you know, future approaches to, you know, charges that pass the statutes of limitations but are being linked to something that could still be within a federal, because again, this is Manhattan, this is New York. So why is New York law involved? Well, because they said that he did not disclose certain business payments or might have falsified what those payments were actually for, calling them legal expenses. So when Trump said something was a legal expense, then but it was hush money, that would be a misdemeanor in New York court. And I'm not a lawyer, so lawyers could probably explain that a lot more eloquently than I could. Most statutes of limitations have already passed on that. But if Trump has been is found guilty of using campaign funds for this hush money and lying about where his campaign funds went, that's a federal crime, and that could be more serious. It is more serious. So I don't know how Trump, with his team of lawyers, would even get caught if he did do hush money. He has that kind of money in his pocket. Why did he have to actually go to a campaign account? I know people said, well, he could hide it. There's other ways you could have done hush money with your own personal funds. You could have, you know, I don't know, paid a photographer. Or you didn't have to go to the campaign funds. And originally, Trump didn't even ask for campaign funds. He didn't ask for donations. He's like, I'm going to do this myself. So this is an interesting court, and many legal experts are saying this, you know, even Alan Dershowitz, this can't hold. So this is a concern where you're going to now have a former president in an area that could put him in very vulnerable positions for somebody to carry out an attack. And large crowds of protesters are expected to turn out on both sides. So there's going to be barricades. For those of you trying to drive around New York City or take a cab or Uber, it's going to be a little bit messy. You might want to talk to your bosses about how to either work remote or, you know, be able to come in before the barricades are set up or not. But the Secret Service will be there, no handcuffs, because it puts a former president at risk. that he needs to be able to run and duck or whatever, if God forbid any attempt on his life is made. And, you know, I know people are making jokes about it, and that, you know, this is some serious stuff, and this is a sad, sad day. It is a very sad day. Whether you believe the charges are true or not, what's very, very sad is we have a country riddled with crime. And we have one person that is continually singled out in the law. Now, again, some of you think that he violated the law and he's a criminal. And so you want the law to be persistent. But a lot of individuals are like, can you go after the murderer first? Can you go after the rapist first? Can you go after the pedophiles? And I'm of the opinion that if you violated the law, you should pay the price. There, if you broke the law, you broke the law. But if there's a twisting and a manipulation of the law in order to say, look, this is where we could get him, okay, I have a huge problem with that. Politicizing the law, just like politicizing medicine, is a bad, 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 bad thing. So an indictment, for those of you who have asked, is a court document that contains charges that were voted on by a jury, a grand jury. This is a group of people who decide whether a prosecutor has enough evidence to pursue criminal charges. So an indictment formally charges a defendant with a crime, provides a basis for legal prosecution. Following an indictment, the defendant is given a formal notice of the charges. We don't have all 30 charges. We're going to get that Tuesday after President Trump and his team gets it. And then the defendant's given that formal notice. And then the defendant can then be formally arraigned on whatever charges are brought. Law enforcement officials fingerprint and photograph most defendants facing arraignments. Now, an arraignment is where a defendant is brought to court to hear the charges and have a chance to enter a plea. We are assuming former President Trump is going to say not guilty. A judge or prosecutor will read all the charges aloud. A defendant is usually with his lawyers, right? And then the defendant will plead not guilty. If he pleads not guilty, the judge will accept the plea and schedule a next court appearance with perhaps a tentative trial date. If a defendant pleads guilty, the judge will impose a punishment, typically at a later date. Now, of course, Trump's lawyer said he's going to plead not guilty. Now, some of you will say, well, when's the trial? The trial could be a year, 2 years. I know many people want a speedy trial before the election or before the campaign. It's not going to happen. We're already in April. And they say this trial, the judge may want to push the trial before the election. But there's going to be, as President Trump's team is going to ask for, motions. There's going to be a number of pretrial motions. There's going to be delays. This is going to be interesting because this is going to be a presidential candidate who is a front runner, who is soaring in the polls. Now, mind you, DeSantis hasn't put his name in yet. And it is going to be marred with this. And even if he does, he is found guilty, he could still run for president. He could still be president. So this is going to be very interesting. It's a mess. Not looking forward to 2024. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is scheduled to be in the air at this hour, bound for New York City, ahead of tomorrow's scheduled arraignment on dozens of charges. Trump supporters promise a large but peaceful demonstration tomorrow. President Biden heads to the Twin Cities to visit a plant that's gearing up to make electrolyzers. That's a key piece in producing clean hydrogen for hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. The White House also says the president will not attend the coronation of Britain's King Charles next month. The First Lady will lead the U.S. delegation. Price of crude is up sharply today on word that Saudi Arabia is cutting production from May through the end of the year. World prices are up by about 6%. And the college basketball season is finally over, or it will be tonight, with the men's championship game. Tournament veteran Connecticut will play newcomer San Diego State. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks for Daniel, who is our producer today. Okay, so sad day. We have another young child who has committed suicide as a result of bullying. Now, this is getting beyond ridiculous. And having been bullied myself, I went to 12 schools. And I got to tell you, these kids are mean. There were bullies in every flipping school I went to. Heck, I've been bullied at work. There were people talking crap about me before I got to the job, while I was at the job, and even after I left the job. There, I mean, I'm still being bullied. It's ridiculous. And yeah, I brush it off. I'm like, you know, it's fine. It's whatever. There's people talking crap about me right now behind my back. Right? There's haters. Haters are going to hate. Me, I am so used to being bullied that I think now it really takes a lot to get me down. But when you are a young child, and I have been there, it is brutal. But the bullying has taken an additional step. Whereas where in my day and age, there was no pictures, there were no selfies, there was no internet. So when I think I was 13, and I was going down the stairs entering the cafeteria, and I tripped and fell, and my maxi pad things were rolling out across the floor so the whole cafeteria could see, right? So that means, well, duh, everybody knew it must have been on my period. And two, I didn't have tampons in there, so I probably had parents that wouldn't let me use tampons. Pretty embarrassing stuff, and boy, did I hear about it. I heard about it probably for the rest of that school year. It's sick. It is sick what these kids do. And did I cry because of some of the bullying? Not that. By the time I was 13, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to tell everybody. Let's just, you know, if you're really that concerned about whether I'm having my period, I'm going to tell you every month. Just get it out of your system because I don't want to hear it. And fortunately for me, because I was more of a class clown, I could use humor to relate. I could use humor to slow down some of the cut downs. That I could gain at least some support because I could get people to like me. Nowadays, though, it's just brutal. And imagine a picture you don't want of yourself being held captive. Kids have phones at school. So that picture of me falling with maxi pads falling out of the purse, or let's say I did have an accident, somebody catching a picture of that, that's horrifying. And an average young child is going to think that that picture means lifelong, and they have every right to think that. Somebody gets a bad picture of me, you can't. In fact, somebody posted a picture of me. It was all in good intent, but it was kind of a bad picture. And I'm like, where did you get that? Where did you find that? Well, because it's forever. And so for a young child who has hopes of getting away from those bullies, getting away from that school, finding a new identity, having a new life, your past will plague you. And kids are finding no other recourse but killing themselves. We got to do something. So the latest is Felicia Loabo Melendez, 11 years old. She was found unconscious hanging in a closed stall at F.W. Holbein School when another middle school student on February 6 found her at 1 p.m. She died 2 days later at a local hospital. This was a week after her father, who was a police officer, died from cancer. Now, they said that the mom has reported that she was a victim of bullying, multiple bullying. And the mom, Elania Loalbo, said that she was being bullied and is requesting tapes to confirm her daughter's cause of death. And, you know, even though, unfortunately, there could be a lot of other things that might have, you know, caused her to be depressed, losing my father, I couldn't imagine. But apparently there were texts and multiple taunts from the bullies in her school. This follows another death that happened of another young child in a New Jersey school who also took her life after being bullied. And I mean, there's multiple stories of this, of multiple cases. 14-year-old Adriana Cooch had died by suicide in her bedroom at a family home after being bullied and beat in the school hallway. We all saw the videos of that. So what should the schools be doing? What is the school's responsibility? What are the parents' responsibility? So when I was bullied, I wanted to get the hell out of there as a child. I'm like, I don't want to be here, but you have to go to school. If I told my parents I didn't want to go to school, they're like, well, the authorities will take you. You got to go to school. And I'm like, and it was worse to tell my parents that there was a bully because they said, well, we'll come down to the school and we'll raise hell. Okay, well, the bullies then find out, and then you get more bullied. So you want to tell your parents because you were embarrassed of what your parents would do. So kids need to get the hell out of there, or they need to learn how to address it. And so, you know, I learned very early on that you need to be on the attack. And I didn't stop the bullying until I went from defense to offense. Now, for me, my best weapon was my mouth. So I could say a cut down, I could say something that completely eviscerated them, embarrassed the hell out of them, that they're like, you know what, I'm going to back off. But somebody else, because these were boy bullies, right? So I didn't think I could beat them in a fight. I didn't have a lot of upper body strength. I could kick. I could totally kick. I had Miss Kangaroo, but didn't think I could handle a fist fight. So instead, I just embarrassed. When I got their friends to laugh at the cut downs, what the idiots would do, it was over. It ended, and it ended there. Now, unfortunately, you're outnumbered, right? And if somebody can't, you know, garner the support and get somebody on their side, and many of these people are bullied and they're alone, then you need to get them the hell out of that situation. Now, schools are barely keeping up teaching kids and getting them proficient in their math, proficient in their science, getting them proficient, figuring out what to teach them with sex, what to teach them with history. And so dealing with bullies is starting to be an afterthought. But where are our priorities? We want kids safe. And I've said this from the beginning. Kids are in school too damn long. There's too much downtime. These kids should have 30-minute compact courses from 8 to 12 and then get the hell off campus. Lunchtime is horrible. Lunchtime, you're picked on in the lunch line. People are throwing food at you. They're spitting into your food. Most kids don't want to be in the cafeteria for lunch. Let lunchtime be off campus. If they want to eat and get their lunch there, they can. But if they want to get the hell away from others, let them do that. Let them have that option. Let the kids have a place to go, a safe place. Let them learn in maybe a homeschool environment or a small group environment. But these kids have just too much time on their hands. They're in school too long that, you know, locker time, gym time, recess time, and these kids don't want to be there. The average kid fears recess because recess is where they get beat up and bullied. So is anybody asking the kids how they want school? These kids are going to school to learn. They need to learn. So maybe we shorten the school day, 8 to 12 compact courses. Then they eat lunch. And then the rest is sports or learning a trade or learning a language or something else more practical with groups of people they feel safe with. If not, the average parent's going to be like, to hell with this. We're going to homeschool. I don't need my kid in danger. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, some of you suffer from headaches. Some of you suffer from migraines. Some of you might have something pretty serious going on, but mistaking it for, oh, just a migraine. I get very, very nervous when I hear that somebody has been struggling with headaches that are getting worse, that are so debilitating, but they've never had a scan of the head. And so my recommendation to anybody that suffers from headaches, whether they're recurrent or not, is to make sure you have a medical evaluation, a very good neurological exam, and if anything just doesn't seem right, to make sure either a specialist gets involved or a scan of the head is done to rule out more serious causes. Because 40 million people suffer from migraines. But we have many more millions of people having headaches, calling them migraines, that might not be migraines. And migraines are pretty damn debilitating. And a migraine, to me, feels like a knife is in your skull, but not just sitting there. That would be too soft and less painful. It's somebody taking the knife and twisting it and twisting it and twisting it. But but it doesn't stop there. And then jams it deeper. And I don't want to say it because I don't want to trigger anybody else from having a headache. I don't want to trigger anybody. So I will. We'll not talk about the pain. We'll just kind of think about cotton candy and all that. But what I just said was the early stages of the mildness of how a migraine begins to feel. So we have tons of different types of headaches. We got tension headaches. Tension headaches, any of you guys have kids or in-laws, you've had a tension headache. That's where you just start to get this pain that goes across both sides of the head. It might start from the back and creep forward, or it might start from the front and creep back. Eye strain, stress, working too hard, sleep, poor sleep. And you can get chronic headaches, tension headaches, the sinus headaches. Is what many of you have felt with COVID, or a COVID-induced inflammation of the brain, a mild one, maybe a mild encephalitis, where you had a really, really bad headache, or you have sinus pressure, and it comes with other symptoms, like either a fever or a runny nose or cough, or COVID has caused some very, very, very bad headaches. And in fact, I was able to diagnose COVID before a person tested positive based on how bad their headache was with the cold, because the average cold doesn't cause that bad or that debilitating a headache. Then clusters. Clusters are headaches that are very, very painful, and they occur in clusters where they might happen at the same time of day or several times a day for months. Your blood vessels dilate. It could be serotonin-induced, histamine-induced. It could be physical exertion, bright lights, altitude. We see cluster headaches a lot of times in men as well. But a migraine is a little different. Migraines do have neurological origins. They say it involves nerve pathways and chemicals and surrounding tissues. But migraines have phases to them, and they have triggers. Now, to me, I think all headaches could have a trigger. Sex could trigger a headache. Allergies could trigger a headache. But migraines have a little bit more predictability. And so, you know, when people say, well, what's the difference, you know, between a headache, you know, what's the difference between a headache and a migraine? Well, you know, migraines get triggered, but headaches, you know, but we can't just say it's just one thing, whereas headaches, many times, they'll be a traceable cause. Like somebody will say, I had sex and I had a headache. You know, or I got a cold and I got a headache. Whereas with a migraine, it might morph, and even though there's triggers, there might not be a single cause. I know that's kind of hard to, you know, and so... You know, it's a little bit more difficult to define, even though there is an art to it. And migraines have stages. So there's the prodrome, the aura, the attack, and the postdrome. So the prodrome will happen a day or two before migraine. So you might have an employee who calls out saying, I'm going to have a migraine. I need to be off on Friday. And you're like, oh, hell no. I've heard really... So you're going to have a migraine in 2 days, and you just happen to need to take off on a Friday so you get a three-day weekend. I'm not buying it. I'm telling you right now as a doctor, they're not always lying. Sometimes you know that headache or that migraine is going to come. You might have mood changes. According to Mayo Clinic, you might have frequent yawning, fluid retention, increased urination, food cravings, constipation. Now, I'm always constipated. I mean, if that was a harbinger of a migraine coming in 2 days, I would never be at work. So you can have this prodrome a day or two before migraine. Then you can have an aura that might occur right before or during. They're reversible, but they're usually visual, and you get this visual disturbance, which is kind of scary because people don't know if they're having a retina detachment or if they're having a tumor. But these auras could last up to an hour. Flashes of light, bright spots, seeing various shapes, vision loss. Sometimes it's not just about vision. It could be pins and needle sensation in your arm or leg or weakness. You might have difficulty speaking. Now, this is why I don't want somebody being misdiagnosed as a migraine. If you're having a headache and you're having, or if you're just having any difficulty speaking, that could, to me, be a stroke. You've got to get yourself immediately seen. If you have flashes of light in your eye, that could be a retina detachment. So you don't diagnose yourself with a migraine. Let a doctor tell you it's a migraine and then what to do if these symptoms happen. And if you do have these horrible auras, ask them, how do you know that it's just a migraine or not coincidentally now you're detaching your retina in the back of your eye, which could cause blindness? Or how do I know this talking issue isn't a stroke? Because you can't wait an hour to decide. You need to get to the ER immediately. Okay, now after all that, finally the migraine comes. Now you get the migraine. Migraine can last anywhere from a couple hours to days. And they usually, like for me, if I get my migraine, it's one side of the head. But it can go to both sides of the head. It throbs, it pulsates. You don't want to be around light or sounds, food. Sometimes it makes you nauseous and vomiting, but it's really, really painful. And then you have the post-drome. So after the migraine, if that wasn't enough, you get another swift kick up the butt in the back because you're drained, you're confused, you're just blah. And you know that the slightest thing could bring it back. So any headache that comes on fast, feels like a thunderclap, any bad headache, go get yourself seen. Don't even mess with it. If you have double vision or fever or your neck is stiff or light hurts your eyes, numbness, weakness, and you haven't been diagnosed with migraine or it's you know, acute onset, you got to get seen. It could be an infection. It could be a seizure. It could be a bleed. If you had a head injury and then you had a headache, well, that could be a bleed. So you got to get that checked out. If your headache is getting worse after you cough, exert, let's say you're trying to go potty and your headache worsens, that Valsalva, that pressure, means you might have a mass. You might have something pushing on there. And then let's say you're over 50 and you've never had migraines. All of a sudden, like, ooh, dang, I'm starting to get migraines. That might not be a migraine. That could be a more serious headache. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.